我们从第二章里边开始看一些经文。
Let's start to look at scripture from chapter 2.
我们首先从第一节，第二章的第一节里边念一两句。
First, let's start from chapter 2, verse 1.
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那有右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说，
Unto the end,
我知道你的行为如露忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来，你也能忍耐，成为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
Unto the angels of the church of Ephesus write, These things says he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience, but and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Nevertheless, I have something against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent.
然而你还有一件可取的事，就是你恨恶尼格拉一党人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
But this thou hast, and that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto churches.
我们就念这小段就好。
So we will just read this place until now.
本来是。第二章、第三章这两章的经文，我们都该念。
Although we should read chapter 2 and 3,
但是我们不能花那么多时间来念这些了，因为很早请弟兄姊妹们先预备过。
But we cannot spend so much time just to read through these because we've already asked brothers and sisters to be prepared.
所以弟兄姊妹们应该都会有点印象。
Therefore, you should really have some impression.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当我们回到主的话里头去看神的永远的工作的时候，
As we look back in God's words regarding His eternal work,
神借着巴摩海岛上岛那个异象，对约翰说了一些话。
We see that through the vision on Island Patmos, God spoke some things to John.
把神怎样来带领着他在地上要进行的事情的那个次序，给我们有了一点的启示。
God has given us some revelation of how He would like to work of His orders.
我们实在感谢主。
We truly thank the Lord.
因为他不单是给我们看见他自己的所事和所做。
Because He does not only let us see who He is and what He does.
他也叫我们进一步看到他的所事和所做和我们的那个直接的关系。
And He further let us see the direct relationship of who He is and what He does.
那也就是今天晚上我们开始要进入的那个现在的事的这一个范围里面的所提到的一切。
So that is why we will enter into the area of the things that are now, which we will look at tonight.
我想弟兄姊妹们 也许不一定是很清楚，很清楚。
I think, although brothers and sisters, maybe you, it's not that you're so clearly about this.
但是我相信相当多的弟兄姊妹们是里面是明白的。
But I believe there are many brothers and sisters who understand.
神在救赎的里边拯救我们，他的那个最高的一个安排是怎么一回事？
You would know how is the arrangement of God's salvation in His plan of salvation to save us.
他不单是说要救我们脱离罪和死的权势。
Not only He would like to deliver us from the power of sin and darkness.
认真说起来，他乃是要把我们挽回到他起初造人的目的。
Strictly speaking, He would like to restore us back to His original purpose of creating man.
因此，当我们接触到这个点上的时候，
So as we touch this point,
我们就留意到了主给我们那个救赎的恩典显明以后，
So we pay attention to the after the grace of His salvation appears.
他在我们每一个人身上的一个共同的带领都是朝着那一个方向去的。
So His common leading on each one of us all go toward the same direction.
朝着一个什么方向呢？
Toward what direction?
朝着要借着这许许多多一个一个被带回到神面前去的神的儿女来组成称为基督身体的教会。
That is through all those children, one by one, being brought back to God to be organized into the church body of Christ.
所以昨天晚上我们也特别提到了，在以弗所书上头特别提到了，那神把我们放在他的救恩里。
So last night we especially mentioned in Book of Ephesians that God put us in His salvation.
乃是要显明。等到时候满足的时候，要叫万有都在基督里同归于一。
That is in the dispensation of time that He shall gather together in one everything in Jesus Christ.
而这个万有都在基督里同归于一的那个开始，是开始在有一批人，他们首先给拣选进到基督里。
And the beginning of this all things gathered together in one starts with there's a group of people being chosen to gather in Christ.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
因为这一个首先被拣选到基督里的人虽然是很少数。
Because those who are being chosen to be into Christ, although they are few in number.
但是这个是神的方法。
But that's God's way.
神的方法就是是说出一个什么事情呢？
So what does His way say?
是说出有一些人，他们被神寻找回来，被神造就到一个地步，他们承认神是他们的一切，是他们的源头，是他们的供应，是他们的荣耀的结束。
It's that there's this few group of people being chosen by God, being called back and restored so that together they confess that Jesus is their provision, their original source, and their hope in glory.
换一句话来说，
in other words,
乃是说这些人他们毫无保留地承认一个事实。
For those group of people without holding anything back, they confess one thing.
那个事实就是圣经特别在启示录上面常提到的承认神是配。
And that is the fact is that what's often being mentioned in the book of Revelation, they confess that God is worthy.
神是配什么呢？
So God is worthy of what?
配得着一切的荣耀尊贵称颂和爱戴。
He is worthy to receive all the glory, blessings, honor and glory.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
神又要在许许多多的人的中间，他得着很少数的人，他们被带到这样的一个地步。
He would like to gain a small number of people amongst all the people, so that they can be brought to such point.
神就用着这少数的人来扩展 他自己的权柄和能力。
So God uses this very few people to enlarge His authority and power.
从少数的在基督里首先有盼望的人开始，一直扩展到整个万有。
To start with the few in number who first trusted in Christ and all the way expand to everything.
所以，但弟兄姊妹们，你记起门徒们向我们的主要求说：“主啊，你教导我们祷告，如同约翰教，使徒约翰祷告他，教导他的门徒祷告一样，好不好？”
So you remember that the disciples ask our Lord to teach them how to pray, just like the John the Baptist taught his disciples.
主说当然好。
Our Lord said, "Of course."
说你们祷告的时候就这样说。
So when you pray, you should say this.
我们在天上的父。
Our Heavenly Father,
愿人的尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be thy name.
愿你的愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意在地上成就，如同成就在天上。
May your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven.
然后，一直照到最末后的时候呢
？Then until the very end.
一些福音书上头就特别指出。
Then some places in four gospels specially mention.
主在那里告诉门徒说，你们必须在那里承认一件事情。
And Lord told his disciples that you must confess something.
什么事呢
？What is it?
因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的。
For kingdom, power, and glory are all yours.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
在神的心思的里头，非常重视的就是这样的一件事。
In God's heart, He really pay attention to this.
他怎么来完成这样的一件事呢
？How can He accomplish this?
从主自己的话里头给我们看到，他就是借着那个在基督里首先有盼望的这些神的儿女们。来显明这个事实。
From God's words, we can see that it is through those first trusted in Christ to let this fact be realized.
当我们来接触到这个问题的时候
，So when we touch this issue,
我们很难不要回到圣经最起头给我们知道人和神的关系的那个开始和出查的那一段的历史。
It is hard for us not to go back to the history when the beginning of when God and man's relationship start to go wrong.
刚才我们一吃饭的时候，同桌的一位就问起一个问题来，我觉得很有意思。
When we had dinner, there is someone sitting next to me that asked me a question. I thought it's very interesting.
那这个问一直在一直。什么意思呢
？So what is it？
那因为今天我们读的第二章、第三章的时候，好像读到主给的一个得胜者的一些赏赐的时候，提到一件事。
Because when we read chapter 2 and 3, it talks about as if when our Lord gives the reward to overcomers.
神要把那个生命树的果子给他们。
God would like to give them the fruit of the tree of life.
究竟是什么一回事呢
？So what exactly is that?
什么意义呢
？What is the meaning for that?
在如果我们不知道整个的属灵上头的历史的时候
，If we do not know the entire spiritual history,
我们就好不太容易领会到主说这个话的意思。
So then it's hard for us to understand the meaning of Lord's
word. 但是我们一回到起初的那个点上去留意的时候
，But when we pay attention to go back to the beginning，
弟兄姊妹们，你就一定会发现一个非常有意思的事在哪里
？Then you will realize something very interesting。
许多时候，我们读创世纪，读到神把亚当、夏娃放在伊甸园里。
Most of the time, when we read that when God put Adam and Eve in Garden of Eden，
然后就告诉他们说。
And then told them,
园中所有树上的果子你都可以吃。
You can eat all the fruit in all the trees in the garden.
唯有园子当中的一棵分别善恶树上的果子，你们不能吃。
except you cannot eat this the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
但是在原始当中呢，就不只有一个分别善恶树。
And then in the garden, there is only one tree of knowledge of good and evil.
而是同时在那里有两棵树。
But at the same time, there are two trees in the garden.
除了分别善恶树，分别善恶树以外，还有一棵是生命树。
There, in addition to the tree of knowledge of good and evil, there is another tree that's the tree of life.
那么神当时就告诉他，我们的祖宗，你们应该是留意到这件事情。
God has already told them, therefore, the father, our forefather, should have paid attention to that.
为什么神给他们提这个事情呢？
Why did God tell them that?
弟兄姊妹，有原因的。
There are reasons.
原因在哪里呢？
So what is the reason?
原因就是神给他们一个考试。
God would like to test them.
考什么事呢？
What test?
很重要的事。
That's very important.
因为从上文你可以看到。
Because you can see from content.
人的被造是为着第一，彰显神的荣耀。
For God to create man is to, first of all, to reveal God's glory.
第二，是执行他的权柄。
Second, to execute his authority.
那所以神就把神所造的一切都交给人来管理。
So God led man to manage all things he has created.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们切身触地，站在亚当当时那个地位上头，你就会想。
If we put ourselves into Adam's shoes back then you would think,
我凭什么来管理万有？
What is the basis that I have the criteria to manage all things?
我有这个能力吗？
Do I have such ability?
我有这个本事吗？
Do I have such power?
我不知道我们自己心里的答案是什么。
I don't know what our answers.
但是我自己的答案是根本就没条件。
But my own answer is that it's definitely impossible.
但是神就是这样的情形的底下，就对他们说。
But under such circumstances, God told them.
这里有两棵树。
There are two trees.
一棵是生命树。
One is the tree of life.
一个是分别善恶树。
The other one is the tree of knowledge.
那这两棵树的树上的果子，你们只可吃当中的一棵，一种。
Among those two trees, you can only eat the fruit of one of them.
你不能吃那一种。
You cannot eat one of them.
我们也许就会问了。
Then today we ask.
为什么神要做一个这样的安排在哪里呢？
Why was God's arrangement like that?
我们从撒文就知道了。
Then from the content we know.
因为神是借着这两棵树上的那个所带出来的那个结果，来让他们知道他们凭什么去管理万有。
Because through the result that was being brought out by those two trees, then God would like to let them know what is their qualification they can manage all things.
因为从字面上的认识来说呢。
So from the only from the word.
分别善恶树就是知识树。
The tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Right.
That's a tree of knowledge of good and evil. Are the tree of knowledge.
当你有知识了，那你就可以管理万有了。
So when you have knowledge, then you can manage all things.
那这是人的想法。
And that's man's thinking.
但是我们用现在我们所能领会的。我们就是有许许多多办法去要管理万有，恐怕还是相差得很远。
But using the words we can understand now, even if we use so many different ways to manage all things, it's still so far away.
那因此，如果亚当他能领会到这一点，他就知道，如果我拣选知识，是可以解决一点问题，但是不能彻底解决问题。
So if Adam understands this, then he would know that if he chooses the knowledge, he might resolve little bit of the issue, but not all things.
那既然不能拣选这一个，神也不许 不许我拣选这一个，那我就只好拣选生命树了。
Since I cannot choose this way, and also God does not allow me to do so, then I can only choose the tree of life.
不是只好拣选生命树，只是只能拣选生命树。
It's not that I could only choose tree of life, but it's that is the only tree I can choose.
因为拣选生命树那一个原因在哪里呢？这个生命树的本身乃是说到神的自己。
So what's the reason to choose the tree of life? It's because this tree talks about God Himself.
你要得着生命，你就从神那里头去来接触。
If you like to receive life, you can only go to God to receive it.
我们能接触到神，与神的生命连接起来，那么神所有的一切就成了我们的供应。
When we can connect with God's life, then therefore all things about God becomes our provision.
那因此这我们在管理万有的这个事情上面，我们就不再成为难处了。
So then it's no longer we have any difficulty for us to manage all things.
但是我们的祖宗当时的拣选错了。
But our forefather, they chose the wrong tree.
那结果呢，就失去了这样的一个怜悯。
And then they lost such mercy.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神把我们挽回。
God has restored us.
不是只是挽回说，好了，你吃了那一个就该死，但现我让你们不死。
It was not just a restoration that although we chose that tree which we should die, and now he let us not die.
如果是这样的话
，If just that，
这样并不是一个很完美的事情。
That was not a complete perfect
fact. 因为并不能把神起初造人的那一个目的来达到。
Because it still could not accomplish the original purpose of God, great man.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神所做的那个挽回，乃是要把人挽回到神起初怎样安排设计人该如何。他就回到原来的设计的那一个要求里。
But the work of God's restoration was that He restored man back to how God has designed the man to His original purpose back then.
那现在我们就碰到，就回到我们要留意的现在的事的问题上了。
So now we come back to pay attention to the things that are now.
但救恩在我们身上。做成功了。
As the salvation has been accomplished on us.
我们从那个关系上面来说，我们是被带到神的面前，给神接受，并且也给神承认，用着我们来组成那一个教会。
In relationship-wise, we are being brought before God. So God confess, admit that, and also that we are being brought to organize to become a church.
那么教会既然有了。
So now there is church.
那是不是就等于神起初造人的那个目的做了一个完全的恢复呢？
So does it mean that God's original purpose to create man has been fully restored?
不是的。
No.
我们蒙恩得救了。
For us to be saved by grace.
我们顶明显的就是我们恢复与神的交通。
It's very obvious that our communication with God is being restored.
但是要叫神与我们中间完全的联合为一。
But for us to be connected with God to be just in one.
这个还是一个很不简单的问题。
That's still something very difficult.
那是因此，当我们每一个神的儿女们蒙恩得救了以后
，So after each God's children being saved,
从个人的经历上面来说，哎呀，我们有属灵的追求，生命上的成长。
From individual experience, we do have spiritual pursuit and a growth in life.
但是为什么要成长呢
？But why should we grow?
那个人在那里成长，就是不是就已经解决问题了呢？
If just for us to grow individually, does it resolve anything?
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
主给我们看到。
The Lord shows us.
他不是拯救一个一个的人。
He's not just saving each individual.
他要拯救一个组织的人。
He would like to save this group of people.
这一组织的人里面完全充满的就是神的自己。
And for this group of people, they are filled by God Himself.
是与神是完全是合一的。
It's completely united as one with God.
神宝座的心意在这个团体的里头是没有阻拦的。
So there is no hindrance of God's will on the throne within this group of people.
神要做的事情在这一个团体的里头完全是可以很明显的执行过来的。
What God would like to do can be fully executed in this group of people.
那神是要得着这样的一个教会。
So God would like to gain this kind of church.
所以当我们读以弗所书的时候呢
？So as we read Book of Ephesians.
弟兄姊妹，除了在第一章你看到神要把这些少数在基督里首先有盼望的人组成教会的这个事实以外
，So besides the fact that you see God would like to organize this, those who are first entrusted in Christ to become church.
到了第四章的时候，你就看到
，And in chapter four, you see,
神要把这个教会造成一个圣洁、没有瑕疵的教会。
And God would like to make this church become the church that's without blemish and holy.
是到了那样的一个地步，教会才叫做长成。
It is only to that point that church can be said it's fully grown.
那么因此，我们现在来看到神所说的现在的事的时候呢，我们就是从这个点上来留意了。
So then we pay attention from this point as we mentioned about the things that are now.
那么当我们的主复活升天了以后
So after our Lord resurrected and ascended in heaven,
圣灵来了
Holy Spirit came.
人悔改信主了
And men repent and believe on the Lord.
教会在地上开始建立了
And church was being built up on earth.
这些都是很年幼的教会。
Those are all young churches.
不是一个成长的教会。
Not church fully grown.
那教会就需要继续的成长。
So church should continue to grow.
那教会能不能成长呢
？Can church grow?
如果读到启示录的时候
，If we read Book of Revelation，
你读到约翰的经历的时候
，When we read the experience of John，
我们好像看见教会好像成长的不了太多。
It's as if we see that church cannot grow up much.
也不能说他们能没有成长。
We cannot say they did not grow.
但是他们确实成长不到神所要的目的。
But they are not able to grow to the purpose of God.
那是不是只是约翰那个时候是这个样子呢
？But was it only like this back in John's time?
那如果我们昨天晚上能领会是现在的事所包括的那个时间和内容呢
？If last night we understand what does the things that are now include and its time period,
我们就知道了。
Then we would know.
一直到现在
Even until now.
按照主自己的心思来看，教会还没有长成基督的身量。
When we look from God's own perspective, we know that God has not yet grown into the full stature of Christ.
那就碰到我们昨天问的这个问题了。
Then it came back to the question we asked yesterday.
教会还有没有路走
？Does church still have the way?
教会还能不能生长
？Does church can still to grow？
教会能不能再成为神手中可用的器皿
？Can church still become the vessel usable by God？
如果我们从当时的情形开始来看，一直透过教会历史来看到今天
，If we look from the beginning all the way through church history until now，
我们好像觉得有点失望的。
It seems that we got disappointed。
我们不读教会历史还好。
It's better if we do not read church history。
如果我们读教会历史的时候
，But if we read church history，
我们都就发觉了。
Then we realize，
快两千年的教会所走过的路程。
For all those way that for 1,000 or 2,000 years that church has walked，
教会所遭遇到的各种各样的困难
，For all the difficulties that church has experienced，
阻挡
，All the hindrance，
反对
，And all the opposition，
给践踏，
being stumbled.
是接连不断的
在
历史里头出现。
It happens continuously in history.
但是这个不是最糟糕的。
But that was not yet the worst.
最糟糕的是什么？
What was the worst?
是教会本身里边出难来发生难处。
Is that there are its own difficulties within church?
教会本身发生什么难处呢？
So what are the problems within
church? 那是撒旦所做的工。
And that's the work of Satan.
他把各种的邪恶的道理送进教会。
He sent all the evil doctrines into church.
他把一些不准确的事物在那里扰乱教会。
He uses all those incorrect things.
那当然最严重的，弟兄姊妹们都可以知道，特别在天主教控制整个欧洲的那几个世纪。
The most serious was when Catholicism controls the entire Europe during all those centuries.
教会几乎好像到了一个地步，名存而实亡啊。
Church become to the point that although it seems it has name, but yet it's actually dead.
因为你在那一个情形的底下。
So under such circumstances,
除了少数的神的儿女们，他们在主的面前默默地来拣选主，跟随主。
Except just a few God's children, they hiddenly they follow and chose our Lord.
但整个的外面的情形呢，可以说是完全的把神所做的一切都抹杀掉。
But our circumstances was actually that they totally blot out what God has done.
你要寻找永生，你找不到路了。
If you would like to seek eternal life, you cannot even find a way.
因为在那个时候，给寻找神的人的那个指导，就是说，你做这个事情，做这个事情，做这个事情，你把这些事情一个的做好，那你就可以得救了。
For back then, that people were being taught, in order to seek God, you have to do certain things in order to be saved.
也用最简单的话来讲。
Simply speaking,
你的婴儿小孩一生下来的时候，就马上要准备他受洗。
Just like when as soon as your baby was born, you must let it be baptized immediately.
但是不能只是做这一个。
But not just doing this.
等到他长大了一点的时候，你又要必须在他行一个坚信的礼。Confirmation.
Okay, so after the baby grows up a little bit, then you have to do this confirmation ceremony for him.
做了这个还是不够的。
Then it's still not enough.
No, 你还得要去望你弥撒。
You should still go to mass.
你还然后呢？你还得去我一下子记不起他那么许多，一共七件事情。你七件事情做好了，那你就有资格见神了。
There are total seven things you must do in order for you to see God.
你没有救，没办法，你看到救恩。
There's no way that you can see salvation.
感谢我们的神。
Thank our God.
尽管教会是经过几百年是如此的糊里糊涂了，我是可以这样说。
Although after went through several hundred years of such this kind of confusion,
主自己把教会重新再带起来。
Lord Himself once again brought the church back.
他重新带起来，所谓我们读历史的时候，所谓说宗教改革了。
But as we look at history, it's about Reformation.
严格说起来，那不是宗教改革。
Strictly speaking, it was really not religious Reformation.
如果你要说的准确的话呢，应该要说是神把教会带回恢复的路上走。
Strictly speaking, that it should say that God brings back church onto its way of restoration.
那感谢神，因此从15、16世纪以后一直到现在，那么就有了许许多多的那个主自己的带领。 让神的儿女们慢慢慢慢地走上了正路。
Thank the Lord that ever since 15th or 16th century, God has led His children Himself to go back to the right way.
但虽然是走上了正路，
But even though back to the right way,
但是还是走得不上主所要的那个样子。
But still not yet the way that God would like.
就造成许许多多各种各样的混乱。
Which caused many confusion.
这就是现在的事的那个具体的情形。
And those are the actual things that happen to the things that are now.
那么我们原则性是这样领会过了以后，我们看这个文字上头怎么来表达。
So after we understand in principle, let us look at how it's shown in words.
我们就拿以弗所这一段的小经文来说。
So let's just use the church in Ephesus to look at this.
虽然它只是七个教会当中的一个。
Although this is only one of the seven churches.
它并不代表全体。
It does not represent the whole.
它只是其中的一个部分。
It's just one part.
但是我们从那一个部分的里头可以看得出属灵上头的混乱是怎样的叫基督的成长在教会里头受到阻碍。
But through this part, we can see how the spiritual confusion can hinder the growth of Christ in church.
那因此，当我看我和弟兄姊妹这次来看这个第二、第三章现在的事的时候呢，我不可能一个一个教会的点出来看。
It's not possible that I point out each church as we look at the things that are now.
我把它归纳成几个点上。来和弟兄姊妹们去留意。
I summarize them into several points for you to pay attention.
头一个点，我想和弟兄姊妹们注意的就是
，The first point that we would look at is，
究竟在当年那七个教会摆出来的时候，神觉得他们中间最缺乏、最短缺的是什么
？What exactly God feels they fall short the most？Among all those seven churches,
究竟是什么事情能把教会弄到那样的不准确、不正常
？What exactly has caused church to become so incorrect and also abnormal？
在如果我们细细要去看这七封书信里边的内容的话
，If we look at the Seven letters to the churches in details.
我鼓励弟兄姊妹们有时间，你去找一些好的解说这几封书信的书籍来参考一下。
I encourage brothers and sisters to look at some reference books that explain those seven churches.
我这次我只能和弟兄姊妹在原则性上头来看那个大问题。
Right now, I only look at a big problem from the principle view.
我首先让弟兄姊妹你是注意的。
So the first, I would like brothers and sisters to pay attention for the seven churches.
他们接受七封书信七封不同的书信。
They have received seven different letters.
七封书信。
And the seven letters.
弟兄们就常常这样说。
Brothers often say this way.
七个教会里头，五个教会是被主很严厉的责备的。
For five of the seven churches were being greatly rebuked by our Lord.
有两个教会就没有给主责备的。
And two of the churches did not rebuke by our Lord.
这是一般来说，许多弟兄们都是这样来注意的。
Most of the brothers have paid attention to this way.
但是我可以这样说。
But let's put it this way.
如果我们很严格的来留意的话
，If we strictly pay attention，
弟兄姊妹们，你注意到
，Then you pay attention.
七个教会在主的面前都不完整。
For all the seven churches are not perfect before the Lord.
不过五个是太离谱。
But five of them were just way too much.
其余的两个呢是比较接近主的心思。
And two of them seems closer to Lord's heart.
但是却不完整。
But also not perfect.
那这就是现在的事的那个具体的情形。
And that's the actual fact of the things that are now.
那现在问题我们就碰到一个问题。
So then we face this problem.
那现在的事如果是这样的话，
If that is what the things are now.
那教会还有什么作用？
So what's the function of church?
神还保留这个教会干什么？
Why does God still keep the church?
但是感谢我们的神。
But thank our God.
我特别提醒弟兄姊妹们注意。
I especially would like to remind brothers and sisters.
主责备教会。
For our Lord to rebuke the church.
不是在那里给教会定罪。
Not to condemn the church.
而是在那里给教会一个悔改的机会。
But give the church a chance to repent.
因为我们很清楚地看见，
For we clearly see.
在七封书信的里头，主给教会说的话，不管是怎么的严厉，
Regardless of how strict our Lord talked to those seven churches.
他那个结果呢，总是带出一个共同的信息。
But the result all bring out one common message.
那个共同的信息是什么呢？
Why is that message?
你们要求要在神的面前追求做一个得胜者。
You should pursue before God to become an overcomer.
那这个我们暂时先把它搁下来。
So let us lay aside this point.
留待明天我们再说。
We will talk about this tomorrow.
我们今天只是就是说，从神的责备的这一方面来留意的是。
Now we just pay attention to what God rebuked them about.
我说我特别要提醒弟兄姊妹注意记得是什么呢？
So what is the thing that I would like the brothers and sisters to pay attention for seven churches?
不管他们是被主责备的很严厉，或是说没有被主责备的太严厉。
Regardless whether they are being strictly rebuked by the Lord or not.
他们都有一个好的起头。
They all have a good beginning.
没有一个教会没有一个好的起头。
There were none of the churches did not have a good beginning.
都有一个好的起头。
They all had a good beginning.
但是呢，那个好能维持多久，这个我们不知道。
But we do not know how long that good lasts.
反正后来就发生一些事情，主就落到主的责备里。
Later on, something happened, and Lord rebuked them.
那我不说他们那个具体的受责备的情形。
I won't talk about how they were being
rebuked. 我是和从原则性上面来看他们受责备的那一个原因。
But I just look at, in principle, the reason they were being rebuked.
主对七个教会，就拿以弗所教会来说吧。
So just take the Church of Ephesus as an example.
弟兄姊妹，你说他们做得好不好？
Brothers and sisters, do you think they did well?
主没有说他们不好。
Lord did not say they were not good.
主说他们做得很好。
Lord said they did well.
如果从实质从外面的那个观察来说呢，以弗所教会实在是不错的。
If just from our observation, truly Church of Ephesus was good.
如果现在我们能活到以弗所那个外面的那个光景，我们也真的是在主的面前很蒙福的。
If we can live out this condition that as the Church of Ephesus, then we shall be blessed.
但是主却是把他们放在一个责备的里头。
But Lord still rebuked them.
那主责备他们做什么呢？
Then why the Lord rebuked them?
不是他们做的不好。
Not because they did not do well.
也不是他们做的工作做的不对。
Not because they did something wrong.
工作也对。
Their works were right.
工作也好。
And their works were good.
也合神的心意。
According to God's will.
但是神就说。
But God said,
有一件事情我要责备你。
There was one thing I'm against you.
是因为他们做的不对呢，还是什么呢？
Was it because they did wrong or what?
完全不是那一回事。
Completely not this way.
既然不是那回事，为什么可会有这样的一个结果呢？
So if not so, then why was such a result?
弟兄姊妹们，问题就在这里。
Brothers and sisters, the problem is,
我们可以说七个教会里头，如果发生难处的话，其中一个很严肃的难处就是这一个难处。
If there were some problems among the seven churches, one of the very serious problems is this.
这个难处是什么呢？
What is this difficulty?
没有维持主那个准确的地位。
They did not keep the accurate position of our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
那为什么一开始第一章，神就让约翰看到所看见的事呢？
Why was it in chapter 1 that God let John saw the things that he should see?
为什么说要让约翰在那个时候留意到从永远到永远的主呢？
Why did the Lord let John notice the Lord who is from eternity to eternity?
为什么主叫约翰在那时看见主是在七个金灯台当中行走的呢？
Why did our Lord let John saw that our Lord is the one who walks among the seven lampstands?
弟兄姊妹，这个就是整个
Brother, sister,
关键的所在了。
Entire focal point.
因为我们说
，Because we said，
如果教会是基督的身体
，If church is the body of Christ，
那个这个身体做头的那一件事情就一定需要很明确。
So the head of the body must be very obvious.
如果那个做头的不明确
，If the head is not clear，
你叫那个身体怎么活呢
？Then how can this body continue to live？
如果一个身体你没有看见头的，那个身体就算是什么东西呢？
If you do not see the head on this body, then what is this body?
所以就是很显然的，我们就注意到这样的一件事情。
So very obviously, we pay attention to this.
就拿以弗所教会来说
，Take Church of Ephesus as
example. 他工作做得好不好呢
？Do they do their work well? Yes.
他不能容忍恶人
，and they cannot bear the evil.
他呢也试验那些不是使徒的，把他们试验出来。
And they have tried them, which say they are apostles, but
他们劳碌、忍耐、行为各方面，主都觉得满意。
Their work, labor, and patience, our Lord really accepted.
又为主的名劳苦不乏倦。
And also, they did not faint for Lord's name's sake.
你上去哪里找这样的教会呢
？Where can you find such church?
但是主说
，But Lord said,
有一件事情我要责备你。
One thing I'm against you.
什么事呢
？What was it?
你把起初的爱心离弃了。
You have lost your first love.
什么叫做起初的爱心
？What is the first love？
起初的爱心不是说我一听见福音，哎呀，我就知道主那么怜悯我，我要接受这个福音，我真是觉得主爱我爱得很深。
The first love is not that as soon as I hear the gospel, I feel that God is so merciful to me, and therefore I accept this gospel and feel that Lord loves me so much.
对主在感情上面有很多的反应。
There's much response back to the Lord emotionally.
因为主不是说这个事情。
The Lord does not talk about this.
不是说只是你偶然所发生的在感情上面的反应。
It's not just what we respond emotionally.
乃是说出。如果你真知道主和你的关系是这样，你把主放在一个什么位置上
？But it talks about if you really know Lord's relationship with you in this way, then what position do you put our Lord is？
你真的是让主做你的主吗
？Do you really let our Lord to be your Lord？
你是毫无保留的这样来跟随主吗
？Do you follow the Lord without holding anything back？
这里所说的最初的爱心。
The first love it talks about here.
如果用圣经上头的话来说的话，这一个爱不是普通说的那个爱。
If using the words on scripture, this love is not just the love we often mention about.
这一个爱是什么样的爱呢
？What kind of love is this?
这一个爱就是神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们的那一个爱。
This is the love which mentions that God loves so loves the world, therefore He.Give the world His only begotten Son.
弟兄姊妹，你能领会这一点吗
？Can you understand this?、Point?
我想在现在这中前些年，在中国很多弟兄姊妹们，很多人都能领会这一个了，因为他们在家里只允许你生一个孩子。
I think many people from China will understand this because they're only allowed to give birth to one child in China.
你只有一个孩子。
you only have one child.
但是为了一个特别的原因，你把你自己的孩子放弃了，为去成全别人，你做吧。
But would you do this if you just give up your only child in order to fulfill others?
在人做不来。
For man, it's not possible.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神爱世人就是如此。
That is how God loves the world.
为着我们的缘故，他怀里的独生子就这样交出了。
He gave up his only begotten son, his bosom, for us.
那当我们就是被带到神面前去的人，我们真实的领会到我们和神中间的关系的时候。
So for us being brought before God, and we can really understand our relationship with God.
我们真实的接受了基督的生命做我们的生命的时候。
When we really receive the life of Christ to become our life.
很自然的，主要把我们的生命往这个方面带。
Very naturally, our Lord would like to bring our life toward this direction.
带到一个地步，就是神是我的主。
That God is my Lord.
没有别样可以代替神做我的主。
There's nothing else can replace God to be my Lord.
起初以弗所教会在主的面前完完全全是这样的把自己摆上。
Originally, the Church of Ephesus completely put this way before God.
弟兄姊妹，你当你回到那个使徒行传去留意的时候，
When you go back to the book of Acts,
你留意到以弗所这个地方的教会建立的那个过程。
Then you pay attention to the process of how the Church of Ephesus was being built up.
当保罗在那里建立教会的时候呢？
When Paul was building churches there,
以弗所这一个地方许许多多的人，他们都是行邪术的了。
There were many those who were sorcerers in Ephesus.
都是做过种各样的古里古怪的事情的。
And they did all kinds of evil things.
只用着那一些来做他们的生活的依靠的了。
And they actually depend on those for provision of their lives.
但是当他们一认识主的时候，
But as soon as they know the Lord,
他们做了一个什么事情？
What did they do?
我们读《使徒行传》的时候就还应该记得了。
We shall remember as we read Book of Acts.
那是行邪术的人不敢再行邪术了。
All those sorcerers, they no longer dare to do those evil things.
他们做这些古里古怪的事情的事物都拿去烧掉了。
And they burn all those idols and all those idol books.
甚至所谓那个秘诀的那些书都拿去烧掉了。
And they burn all those evil books.
人家就会问了。
Then people ask.
当你不干这个，你还能活吗？
So if you don't do this.Then are you able to survive?
我想当时以弗所的人的回答一定是这样。
I trust that those people in Ephesus must answer this.
我们有主就够了。
It is enough if we just have the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这是以弗所的起头。
So that was the beginning of Ephesus.
但是他们维持这种光景不太久。
But they did not keep this condition for too long.
他们就落在一种光景里。
And they fell under one condition.
那种光景不是坏的光景。
Which was not a bad condition.
不过，他们就觉得。
However, they fell.
我们是毫无保留的为了主。
Without holding anything back, we are for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你留意这个话。
So please pay attention.
我们是毫无保留的为着主。
Without holding anything back, we are for the Lord.
所以，我们是还是为着主。
We are still for the Lord.
所以你看，我们还是在那里对付恶人啊。
Therefore, we are still opposing the evil.
我们还是在那里劳苦做工啊。
And we still do our labor.
难道这些事情错了吗？
Isn't that those things we did wrong?
当然，这事情本身没错。
Of course, those things were not wrong.
但是问题出在哪里呢？
But what was the problem?
主要问的。
What the Lord asked?
你做这一切是为了谁？
Who is it for that when you do those things?
他们的回答都是可以这样说：我们就是为了你嘛。
Of course, they might say just for you.
但主也就会再问他们一句话。那你们说为着我，那你们做这个事情有求告过我吗？
Then our Lord will ask them that if you say those are for me, But when you do those, have you asked me?
有在我的面前来寻求过我喜悦不喜悦这样做吗？
Have you ever seek whether I like you to do those or not?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brother, sister,
这里头所发生那个问题是什么？
So what is the problem here?
是我们可以说是许许多多人常常所容易发生的一个毛病。
That is a very common problem that happened to many people.
是用我们自己的以为好的，就作为是为着神做的。
We do work for God, using things which we thought are good.
但是神是不是要做那个事情呢？第一个问题。
But the first question is that whether God would like to do those.
第二个问题是神就是算要做那件事情，是不是要我去做呢？
And the second question is, even if God would like those things to be done, does he want me to do it?
你说，哎呀，这些事情太零碎了，何必呢？反正事情对嘛，我们就做了。
Then you say that those are so tedious, therefore, but as long as they are the right things, then we just do it.
如果真真实实是做一个跟随主的人，
If truly you are someone follow the Lord，
那就不是说根据我以为对就作为主必定答应的那一个根据。
Then it's not that based on what I think is right, then I thought the Lord will accept.
啊，我们会在神的面前会做一个寻求主的意识，明白主的安排，我来才跟随。
We should be someone that once first we seek His will and then understand His arrangement, then we follow.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是说常常是跟随主吗？
Don't we often say we follow the Lord?
那是我们是跟随主的，还是主跟随我呢？
Is it that we follow the Lord or He follows me?
弟兄姊妹，这就是教会里头现在的事发生许许多多难处的其中一个很重要的原因。
That is one of the very important reasons for many difficulties that happen in church, for things that happen now.
都不是谁对谁错的问题。
It's not about who's right or wrong.
而是我喜欢这样，你不喜欢这样，他喜欢这样，他又不喜欢这样，那问题就来了。
The problem comes that I like to do this way, but this other person doesn't, or he or who else like this way or not.
但是主在这里并不是告诉我们去留意你怎么去处理事情。
But our Lord does not tell us to pay attention how we handle things.
主是要叫我们学习，我们学先要去领会主是什么定规，我们才怎么跟随。
God would like us to learn that first we need to understand what position our Lord is, then we learn to follow.
那我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
那这个就关乎这主的地位的问题。
Then it has to do with the position
of our Lord. 如果我们要维持一个主对的地位，
If we do not keep the right position of our Lord,
那我们早晚会发生难处的。
Sooner or later, we will come to the problems.
整个教会历史里头发生许多的难处。
There are so many problems happening in church history.
都是从人这一方面来开始。
I'll start with man.
我们不能举太多的例子来说。
We cannot have too many examples.
但是因为为着要把这个事情说清楚，
But in order to say this clearly,
我还是说一点点吧。
I still talk about some examples.
那比方说，
For example,
一直到现在，
Even until now,
在弟兄姊妹中间，除非你不跟别的地方的弟兄姊妹有往来，
Unless you don't have any other communication with other Assemblies.
如果你要跟别的不同聚会的地方的弟兄姊妹有往来的时候，
If you have some communication with other
assemblies, 你常常会发觉，
Oftentimes you realize,
我们起初碰面的时候很好，
When we first meet, it seems
因为他, 哦,
good.
你是基督徒啊? 啊, 是啊, 我是基督徒啊。
Oh, you are a Christian? Yes, I'm also.
啊, 你信主多久啊? 哎呀, 我信主十年了。
How long have you believed the Lord? I believe for 10 years.
那你呢? 我也七八年了。
How about you? And I believe for 7 or 8
years. 其实蛮不错的。
From the beginning, it seems pretty well. 慢
慢的一谈,谈到。
But the more we talk.
谈到什么呢?
What we talk about.
那你什么时候得救的?
So when did you believe?
哈什么叫做得救啊
So what does it mean to get saved?
他就好像觉得有点莫名其妙了
Then he got confused.
哦他就说
And he says,
我受浸的时候就 我就得救了嘛
I got saved when I got baptized.
那个你就说不你受浸是一件事得救是得救的一件事你先要得救了才受浸你如果连得救都不得救的话你去受浸那个受浸也进不了你出来
Then you would say that it's actually two issues between being saved and get baptized You have to get saved first and then get baptized
好了弟兄姊妹们那就是那么小的事情
Even such small thing
好了本来就是好好的弟兄和姊妹不说话了
At first, they were good brothers and sisters, but they end up they don't talk to each other
为什么呢?
anymore. Why is that?
都不知道你是真的是信主的还是假信主的
Because they don't even know if you truly believe the Lord or not.
我不是说这样的一个事实
I'm not saying this fact.
我乃是说造成这种原因的那一个事实
I'm talking about the fact behind this, which caused this.
为什么会造成这个原因呢
What really caused this?
那当然，那这个就和所谓宗教改革，那个过程里边那个历史所留下来的许许多多的麻烦。
It has to do with the church history, which caused by the Reformation, which caused many trouble.
假如我们有时间。读到七封书信里边的那个撒迪教会的那封书信
If we have time to read the letter to Church of Sardis
你会留意到主对撒迪教会就说啊你做了很多事情都好
Then you pay attention that Lord told the Church of Sardis
但是就是没有一件事情做得完全
That many things you did were good but none of them were perfect
这是指着什么呢
What does it mean?
那这就是好如果从教会历史的那一个反应上面来说呢，那就是在宗教所谓宗教改革的那段时间里边，对真理上面的那个认定。
That was about during the church history's Reformation time. That's about how they look at truth.
碰到加尔文弟兄们的弟兄们
，For those who met Brother Calvin，
他们就说我们信主得救。
They say that we believe the Lord and got saved。
得救是永远的。
And got saved is eternal。
哈，你碰到另外的一个，一个人家称为亚民亚。亚米念这叫亚米念的主张的那个弟兄
But when you meet a brother who's Marian
啊他就说不错你信主的时候就得救了没问题
Then he said there's no problem that as soon as you believe you got saved
但是你必须要有个好的行为来保证你的得救
But you should have a good deedsto ensure your salvation.
如果你生活上没改变，又堕落犯罪的话，你那个得救会失效的。
But if there's nothing changes in your life and you continue to sin, then you lost your salvation.
弟兄姊妹，你就看到了，这个就这种许许多多的混乱。
Then you see all this.
就造成主在那里对着撒迪教会说：“你们做的是对了，但是没有一样做得完全。”
Because of all those different kind of confusion, which caused our Lord say to the church in Sardis that what you did were right, but none of them were perfect.
但是为什么会没有不会做得不完全
But why none of them were perfect?
那如果一回到主的话里头去看
，As we look back in God's word，
弟兄姊妹非常很容易的看得见的。
So clearly you can see，
赵文弟兄们他们所提到的永远得救是毫无疑问的。
There's no question about what John Calvin mentions about the eternal once saved, saved forever.
但是要明念他们所念到，你们必须要有一个对的那个生活的表现呢，也没有错的。
And also, there's nothing wrong with that you should have good deeds.
既然大家都没有错,
Since nobody is wrong,
怎么会对立起来呢?
Why they become against one another?
怎么会不能调和起来呢?
Why they cannot be reconciled and mingled together?
一个很基本的问题就是,
The basic question is,
没有回到主的话里头去尊重主的地位。
They did not return to God's words to respect Lord's position.
那我举这些例子呢，是给弟兄姊妹们，你很具体的可以领会的。
I'm just giving you some examples so you can truly understand.
因为你读罗马书
，When you read Book of Romans，
你读加拉太书
，and the Galatians，
你读以弗所书
，or Book of Ephesians，
你绝对是读出得救是永远的。
You really read that the salvation is for eternal.
一点都没错。
That's nothing wrong.
但是弟兄姊妹，当你读雅各书的时候呢
？But when you read the book of James，
你也看见。
You also see.
你那个实际的行为上的那个转变，也是在那里是给你知道你和神的关系是如何的。
You also see that how the things that change in your deeds also reveal your relationship with God.
那既然两样都是神的话
，Both are God's words.
你说谁对呢
？So who's right?
我要跟随这个呢，还是跟随另外一个呢
？Which one should I follow?
弟兄姊妹，不是跟随这一个，还是跟随那一个
？Brother, sister, it's not about follow which one we follow.
是跟随主的自己
，but follow Lord Himself.
因为主自己的话才是准确的。
Because only Lord's words are
两件事情都没有错。
Both things are not.
但是两件事情是说的两件不同的事情。
But those two things talk about two different issues.
把两件不同的事情混在一起来说，难怪我们自己把我们自己弄得一塌糊涂。
When you mix those two things together.Of course, we got so confused.
这就是我们跟神中间的那个关系。
To get safe is our relationship with God.
生活是我们人和人中间的那个表达。
Our daily lives are the manifestation.
是两个不同的阶段。
Those are two different stages.
你要得救，那是你和神的问题。
For you to be safe, it's between you and God.
你要在见证上能不能见证的好的话，那是你和人。和中间的那一个问题。
Whether you have good testimony or not, it's between you and man.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
教会长久以来发生许许多多的难处，不是发生在主自己的话语把我们带错。
For there are so many problems that church face. It's not because God's words has led us.Wrong.
是我们把主的话领会错。
It's because that we understand God's words wrong.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
We truly thank our God.
他用了许多的话来说到现在的事。
He uses so many words to talk about the
things
that are now.
虽然没有说太多的事物在那里。
Although he did not mention so many.
但是他给我们看到那个原则性的东西。
But he let us see what's in principle.
什么时候我们产生难处？
Whenever we have problems,
那个难处的根源几乎是出于我们不是以主来做依据。
The original source of the problem is all because that we do not base on our Lord.
我们是用我们自己的想法、我们自己的倾向、我们自己的爱好来做我们的依据。
We base on what we like, what our own thoughts are to do things.
弟兄姊妹，我们很容易看到，你读腓立比书的时候
，We can see clearly from the book of Philippians.
你读到腓立比书里边，你看到保罗劝腓立比的教会特别去帮助他们中间的两位姊妹。
You see that Paul besieged the church in Philippians to help those two sisters among them.
帮助他们不要再发生难处。
To help them that no longer have difficulties with one another.
为什么会发生难处呢？
Why do they have difficulties?
保罗没有明说。
Paul did not mention clearly.
但是说出一些话来，我们就觉得是很有意思。
But what he says seems interesting.
他说这两个姊妹对保罗来说都是好的同工。
He said that those two sisters are both good co-workers
for Paul. 都是为主劳苦的。
Both labor for the Lord.
但是很可惜。
Very unfortunately.
他们在服侍主的事上面就合不来。
But they were against one another when they served the Lord.
为什么合不来呢？
Why they were not able to co-work together?
腓立比书上他没有明说。
Philippians did not mention clearly.
我们大概可以猜猜。
But we might guess.
当然这个猜不一定是很准确。
Of course, to guess is not accurate.
但是可以有点考虑的地方。
But we may consider.
什么事呢？
What happened?
我猜。
I guess.
这两个姊妹。
Those two sisters.
也许他们两个人的恩赐是相同的。
Maybe they both have the same gifts.
大家都是很有传福音的恩赐。
Both of them have the gift of evangelism.
那问题应该很好了。
So it should be very good.
我传福音，你传福音。
I share gospel, so do you.
那多好。
So wouldn't that be so good?
但是慢慢的就发觉。
However, slowly.
他好像传福音得的人比我多几个。
It seems like she can feel more people than me when she shares gospel.
他心里头就有点觉得。我不比他差嘛。
Then one starts to feel that I'm not really worse than her.
我可以跟他比比。
I can try to compare with her.
起初这个念头也许不是就很坏。
Maybe at first this thought was not that bad.
但是慢慢的就产生难处了。
But slowly problems caused.
或者他们不是共同的恩赐。
Or maybe they did not have the same gift.
一个恩赐是造就的，一个恩赐是传福音。
One is to edify, the other one is to share gospel.
那个传福音的就说，你不传福音，你造什么就呢？
And the one who share gospel tells the other one that if you don't share gospel, how can you edify?
那另外一个就说了，你福音传了过来，又不把它造就，人又是走掉了。
And the other one says that after you share gospel, if you do not build them up, then people leave.
所做的都是白干。
Then all you do is in vain.
什么意思？
And what's the meaning for it?
意见上面就有点合不来。
So they cannot share, they cannot be in one accord.
非常有可能是这样的一种光景。
It might be this way.
那弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们回到主的话里头去留意到。教会是基督的身体的这个事情的时候
When we go back to Lord's words to pay attention to that the church is the body of Christ
不是像我们在那里比较我们所能承担的是多或是少
It's not for us to compare how much we can bear
他是要让我们来学习怎么和肢体配搭起来把身体的那个功用显得更完整
It's for us to learn how to co-work with members so that we can complete the function of the church.
但许多的时候，我们的人的愚昧就是这样。
But most often times our foolishness is this way. We think, I think, I'm right, therefore I insist.
不是真理的问题。
It has nothing to do with truth.
不是方法的问题。
It has nothing to do with message.
只是我的爱好的问题。
It only has to do with my own like and dislike, brothers and sisters.
这是什么？
What is it?
这就是不是靠着主，而是靠着自己。
That is not by the Lord, but by myself.
那人的堕落。
For man's fall.
我们又回到起头。
As we go back to beginning.
那是吃了分别善恶树上的果子。
It's because he ate the tree of knowledge of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good evil.
吃了分别树上的果子的那个结果呢？就是要把我们自己造就成为我就是中心。
The result of eating this fruit on the tree of the knowledge of good evil is to make myself become the focal point.
别人跟随我是可以。
It's okay for others to follow me.
要我跟随别人就不可以。
But it's not okay for me to follow others.
在基督的身体的里面，主不是叫我们这样的活。
But Lord does not like us to live this way in the body of Christ.
在基督的身体里头，主要让我们看见他是头。
In the body of Christ, Lord would like us to see that He is
我们不过是这个身体上的肢体。
We're only but the members of this body.
我们做肢体的必须是一个很和谐的配搭，才能显明那个身体的和谐。
We should harmonize to co-work with one another in order to manifest the harmony of the body.
我们是在感谢赞美我们的神。
We truly thank and praise our God.
因为我们的主，他把教会带进。这样的一个属灵的建造的里头
Because our Lord has brought church into such spiritual building up
乃是要在我们很具体的服事的生活实际的生活的里边学会了尊主为大
So that we can learn to magnify our Lord in our service and in our daily lives
我身体要成长
For the body to grow.
那必须就是要学，要尊，要尊主为大。
We must magnify the Lord.
因为他是教会的头。
For he is the head of church.
教会不单是教会的头。
Not only the head of church.
他也是教会的内容。
He's also the content of the church.
他又是教会的方向。
And he's also the direction of church.
他更是教会的目的。
And he's the goal of the church.
那不管你从哪一个方面来留意
Regardless of which aspect
主的那个位置是必须要很明确的
The Lord's position must be very clear
那当我们留意到现在的事的时候
When we pay attention to things
that are not 虽然我们没有用太多的时间来看到每一封书信
Although we do not spend much time to look at each
letter 但是你可以从这个原则上你看到里头所提到的问题
But you can see the problem it mentions from this principle
比方说你看到那个士美拿对不起看到这个别加摩教会
For example, if you look at the church of Pergamos
别加摩教会里头发生一个难处
There's a difficulty happening in the church of Pergamos
不止一个难处但是其中一个难处是我们最不能领会的
One of the difficulties there was something we really cannot understand.
怎么可以在教会里头给建立了撒旦的座位
How can there be the seat of Satan being built up amongst church?
如果神的儿女们真实的是尊重主的地位的话
If the children of God really respect the position of the Lord,
怎么可能会容让那个撒旦的座位设在神的教会的里头
How could they let the seed of Satan being in amongst the church?
又如同
And also
你要看到推压 教会的时候
When you look at the church in Thyatira
你几乎参透同样的情形
You also notice same thing
什么叫做一些别的教训
So what is the doctrine of Jezebel?
教会里面怎么可以让耶洗别在里头来说这说那呢
How could church allow Jezebel to be have something spoken in church?
那耶洗别是谁呢
Who is Jezebel?
耶洗别如果你从旧约历史上头来看你就看了这个是亚哈的王后
If you from the Old Testament history, you see she was the queen of King Ahaz.
她最有功给以色列的就是把所有外邦的那个偶像都带进来。
She brought in all kinds of idols from Gentiles.
你说，如果我们是尊主为大的
，If we magnify the Lord,
怎么可以容让那个外邦的东外邦的偶像的那些东西进到？教会里头来呢
How can we endure all those idols from Gentiles to enter into church?
你就看到这许许多多的事情，一都是点出了我们没有以主做我们的主。
All those things point out that we do not let Lord to be our Lord.
我们以为主就是我们的救主。
We thought that Lord is only our savior.
感谢神，主是我们的救主。
Thank God, Lord is our savior.
但是他不仅是我们的救主。
But he's not only our savior.
他也是我们的主。
He is also our Lord.
如果你是我，他只是我们的救主的话。
If he's only our savior.
那我们是可以很自由的。
Then we can have a lot of freedom.
我喜欢怎样就怎样。
We do whatever we like.
但是他又是我们的主。
But he's also our Lord.
那因此他不他我们不是不单是让他把我们带回到神的面前。
Not only we let him bring us back before God.
并且我们也很清楚地知道是他约束着我们活在神的面前。
But also we clearly know that he restricts us so we can live before God.
那么所以整个的整个的七封书信的里边，如果我们从这个原则上面去留意的话，
So when we pay attention from this principle among all the seven letters,
你留意到更清楚的就是到了那个老底家的教会。
Then even clearly you see when it comes to the church of Laodicea.
你到了老底家的教会那封信的时候，你就看到他说什么呢？
Then when you see when it comes to the letter to the church of Laodicea. Then you will see.
那这个和我们样样都有。
We have everything.
没有一样我们没有。
There's nothing we do not have.
那既然他们样样都有。
Since they have everything,
那就可以不需要主了。
So they do not need the Lord anymore.
所以你就发现一个问题。
Then you see this problem.
主跟老底家教会的关系是怎么样？
So why is the relationship between the Lord and the Church of Laodicea very clearly?
弟兄姊妹，你看到？
You see?
在老底家教会里头，
in the Church of Laodicea,
主没有地位。
Lord does not have any position there.
主被推到门外去。
The Lord has already been pushed outside.
主要进到教会里头来，还要到外在外面敲门。
In order for the Lord to enter the church, he has to knock
the door. 如果有人听见开门了，主才能进来。
If any man hear his voice, then the Lord
can open the door. 如果没人去开门的话呢，主还不能进来。
And if nobody opened the door, then the Lord could not go in.
这个老底家是能算是教会吗？
So does the church of Laodicea still a church?
在地位上他们是教会。
In position wise, yes.
但实际上他们不是了。
But actually, no.
因为没有头。
Because there's no head.
这是一个很严肃的问题。
That is something very serious.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank our Lord.
当主给我们来看到这个现在的事的时候。
When Lord let us see the things that are now.
那我们就一个头一件事情是非常明显叫我们注意到的，就是
The first thing that we should pay attention to
教会如果不能学会了尊主为大，
If church cannot learn to magnify the Lord,
教会的成长是很受限制的。
Then the growth of church shall be very limited.
因为教会的成长受不了弟兄姊妹本身的自相残杀。
Because the growth of church cannot bear,
这是很严肃的问题。
Brothers and sisters are against one another, which is very serious.
那因此我们在主的面前仰望我们的神。
So as we look upon our Lord,
他让我们看到现在的事。
When he let us see the things
that are now, 教会有没路走？
And does the church have a way?
教会一定有路走。
Church must have a way.
但是问题是教会一定要醒觉。
But the church must be aware that.
不能再活在人的自己的倾向里。
One can no longer live in one's own like and dislike.
一次被主拣选过来，让主用着我们来建造他自己的身体。
Once we are being chosen by the Lord, so that He can use us to build up His own body.
我们就认定主是教会的元首。
We have to confess that Lord is the head of the church.
我们就是这样的跟随教会的元首来往前走。
And we simply follow the head of the church to continue.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
另外一个原则，我轻轻地提过就好了。
I would just simply mention another principle.
那除了以主为 要持守主的地位以外
，In addition to keep the position of the Lord，
就牵涉一个很具体的问题。
And then it comes to another issue。
你怎么持守主的地位
？How do you keep Lord's position？
你不能只是说尊主为大。
Just say that you magnify the Lord。
那尊主为大是一个态度的问题。
That's an attitude to magnify the Lord。
但是你怎么来尊主为大呢
？But how do you magnify the Lord？
我想我轻轻和弟兄姊妹提提就够。
I will just briefly mention。
我们留意到，
we pay attention。
在这两封书、七封书信的里边，主有两次说到这样的话。
Among the seven letters, Lord talk about this two times。
这两次的话呢是很有意思的。
And those two times are very interesting。
第一次是在第二章的25节。
First time is chapter 2 verse 25。
但你们已经有的，总要持守，只等到我来。
But that which you have already hold fast till I come。
第二处就是在第三章的11节。
And the second place is chapter 3, verse 11.
我必快来。
I shall come quickly.
你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
Hold that fast which you have, that no man take away your crown.
在这两个地方，主特别提到要持守的两个动作。
So those two places our Lord mentioned, hold fast.
你所有的，你要持守。
Keep what you already have.
持守到什么时候呢
？Hold on till when？
持守到主再来。
Hold on till he comes back。
怎么持守法呢
？How to hold on？
持守的是什么呢
？And what to hold on with？
如果我们再从上下文里边看下来的时候
，When we look into the context，
那么我们很清楚就看到一件事。
So we clearly see that
持守主自己所说过的话。
To hold on to what our Lord has said。
特别是。弟兄姊妹，你留意到第三章那里边主所说的一件事情。
Especially if you pay attention to what our Lord said in chapter 3.
他说，你所有的要持守。
He said that hold fast which you already have.
免得人夺去你的冠冕。
Lest that any man take away your crown.
弟兄姊妹们，这个话是非常非常有意思的。
Brothers and sisters, this is very interesting.
那当我们读这个话的时候呢，我们就不能不回到。神在救赎里边所给我们那个全备的救恩的那个完全的实事。
So when we looked at this, we cannot go back. We cannot but have to go back to this fact of how our Lord gave us the perfect salvation.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到他说，你要持守你所有的。
Brother, sister, pay attention. He says that you have to hold on fast what
you have. 是你已经有的。
Which you already have.
不是说你将来才有。
Not that you will have.
也不是说你可能会有。
Not say that you may have.
那里说是说你已经有的。
It says that you already have.
你要持守。
Hold on.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为如果你不持守的话。
So if you do not hold fast,
又会引出一个结果。
And the result will be,
有人要夺去你的冠冕。
Someone take away your crown.
弟兄姊妹，这个话很有意思啊。
That's very interesting.
那有意思在什么地方呢
？Why it's interesting?
你说我有冠冕吗
？We ask, do we have crown?
你摸摸头上有没有冠冕
？If we touch our head, do we have crown?
没有啊，你说没有啊
？No.
没有啊，都是头发。
It's all hair.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他的话是这样说
，As he said，
免得有人夺去你的冠冕。那这个冠冕是已经是你的。
Means that anyone take away your crown, it means that you already
have the crown. 所以你必须要保守着你这一个冠冕。
So you have to keep your crown.
怎么去领会这件事
？But how can we understand this？
我想我就插到出去，就说说第四、第五章里头的一件事。
Then we'll just mention something in chapter 4 and 5.
很简短。
Very briefly.
我们读第四章、第五章的时候呢，你会读到一个很有意思的事。
As we read chapter 4 and 5, we find something interesting.
因为读第四章就说到将来不成的事情要来了。
Because in chapter 4, it talks about the things that shall come to pass is coming.
那一说到将来不成的事要来的时候，他就说到这个将来必成的事情是怎么开始又怎么出现。
When it talks about the things that should come to pass, it's coming. It talks about how it gets started and how it appears.
那它开始从在第四章里头你就看到神起头。
As soon as it gets started in chapter 4, you see that God starts.
但是很有意思。
But very interesting.
在第四章里边说到神在那里，说到神的那一个荣耀的安排显明出来。
In chapter 4, when it talks about the manifestation of God's glorious arrangement,
天上的24位长老是活物，有许许多的活物都在天上有一个很高的敬拜，现在神的宝座前。
All the 24 elders and all the four creatures, living creatures, all have a very high worship which offer before God.
但是很稀奇。
But amazingly,
你看到那么高的一个敬拜在神的面前。
You see such high worship before God.
你细心去读的时候，你觉得有点缺陷在哪里。
But then when you read it, clearly you feel something is lacking.
那个缺陷是在哪里？
Where is it lacking?
你说天上的敬拜那么高。
And you see the heavenly worship is so high.
为什么好像除了天上的一点点事物，那个人事物的以外，好像没有什么反应。
Why is it that except what's just those people in heaven, it seems not much response?
如果我们停在那里，那就好像事情就完了。
If we just stop there, it seems just some ends.
你可以把它看作一件单独的事情来领会就好像完结了。
You might just feel that this is just a simple thing which ends.
但事实上并没有完结。
But actually it did not end.
因为第四章接上去就引出第五章。
Because what follows chapter 4 is
5. 第五章是跟着第四章的那个光景来发展出去的。
Chapter 5 is what follows chapter 4.
那第五章是什么事情呢？
So what happened in chapter 5?
第五章就是当约翰在那里觉得为什么天上都没有反应。
Chapter 5 is that when John wondered how come there was not much response in heaven.
在这一个时候
At that time.
一个被杀的羔羊给引出来。
And the lamb being slain was being brought out.
就引出了又一次的敬拜。
Then one more worship happened.
这一次的敬拜，弟兄姊妹们，你留意的话呢，你就看到问题了。
Then you see some problem at this kind of this worship.
不单是天上是动了。
Not only happened in heaven.
整个天地都动了。
The entire heaven and earth moved.
整个万有都动了。
All things moved.
弟兄姊妹，等你回去细细的读这两章圣经，你觉得很有意思。
It would be very interesting when you read those two chapters clearly.
你读第四章的时候，你觉得只有天上热闹。
When you read chapter 4, you see there's only movement in heaven.
地没有反应。
Earth did not move.
其他的事物没有反应。
And nothing else moved.
但等到羔羊一出来的时候。
But as soon as the lamb came out.
你就看到另外的一个景象出来了。
Then you see something else happen.
天固然是动了。
Of course, the heaven moved.
万有都在动。
But all things moved.
连沧海都在那里动了。
Even the seas moved.
所有都在那里侍奉敬拜神。
Everything is worshiping and serving God.
弟兄姊妹，这个问题出在哪里呢？
So what was the problem?
出在羔羊出来了。
It has to do with when the lamb came out.
那为什么羔羊出来就带出这样一个大的变动呢？
Why when lamb come out, it brought out such great change?
你从那二十四长老他们歌唱的话里头，你就看到问题来了。
You actually see the issue when those 24 elders were singing.
这个问题是什么呢？
What was the problem?
这个问题乃是二十四长老把羔羊所做成的那个全备的救恩做了一个完全的发表。
The 24 elders completely manifested the complete salvation which Lamb has done.
弟兄姊妹，你留意他们的诗歌怎么唱呢？
Pay attention to what they sing.
因为你曾被杀。
For you have been slain.
用自己的血从各国民各国中买了人来叫他们归于神。
has redeemed unto God by your blood out of every kindred, every tongue, and people, and nation.
叫他们做国民归于神，做祭司归于神。
Has made them unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth.
留意了。
Pay attention.
在地上执掌王权。
And reign on the earth.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
什么叫做在地这些被羔羊的血买回来的人在地上执掌王权？
What does it mean by those people redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and reign on the earth?
这个是救恩的事实。
That is a fact of the salvation.
也就是起初神造人的那个目的的完成。
And that's the accomplishment of the original purpose of God's creation of man.
那刚才我为什么特别提到？ 你们要留意了，不然的话，你头上的冠冕就没了。So
why did I mention that you have to pay attention? Is that you will lose the crown on your crown?
弟兄姊妹，你看到，在神的那个救赎的设计的里头
，Brothers and sisters, you see that in God's design of salvation.
他不单是救我们脱离罪和死
，Not only He deliver us from death and sin.
他不单是救我们进到他的国里。
Not only he bring us into his kingdom.
他还安置我们是与基督一同坐宝座的。
But he also put us together, sit on the throne together with Christ.
我们头上的冠冕就是在这里。
So our crown is here.
但是主提醒我们。
But Lord reminds us.
这个冠冕你要持守着。
You have to hold fast to
this crown. 如果你不持守着的话。
If you do not hold fast.
到了那一天你会发觉。
And when that day comes, you realize
你的冠冕会给别的弟兄拿去了。
Other brothers will take away your crown.
你自己本来是要有一个冠冕。
Originally, you do have the crown.
要与主一同在国度里作王的。
To sit together with and reign with our Lord in kingdom.
主说你暂时休息一下。
But our Lord say that take some rest for now.
等等。
Wait.
等到国度完了。
Until the kingdom ends,
到了新天新地的时候,
when the new heaven and earth comes, then he will return the crown back to you.
那弟兄姊妹，虽然是到了新天新地的时候，主把冠冕还给我们。
Although our Lord will return our crown during the new heaven and earth,
但是我们本该得着的那个奖赏，在国度里边就是失去了。
But we lost the reward which we could have in the during the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹们，那现在我们就要留意了。
Brothers and sisters, so now we pay attention.
那要持守。
To hold fast.
持守什么？
To hold fast what?
持守神自己的话。
To hold fast God's own words.
那这和刚才我们花了很多时间来看那个尊主为大是同一件事情，但是这另一面。
It's actually the same thing as when we look at to magnify the Lord, but it's different aspect.
尊主为大是我们对着主的态度。
To magnify the Lord is our attitude toward Him.
谨守主自己的真道是我们实际的行动。
To keep His truth is our action.
这样维持我们在神的面前一直保守。 直到见他面的时候, 我们没有离开他的心意。
That is to keep us all the way until we see him that we do not depart from his will.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
虽然是因着时间的关系, 我不能和弟兄姊妹们比较详细的来交通。
Although because of the time, I cannot share in details.
但是我想这样能原则性的点一点出来。 弟兄姊妹细心自己去读的话，读神的话的时候，你能读进神自己的丰富里。But
I think as I point out those principles, as you read God's words, you can read into His riches.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这个是现在的事里头的那个基本的内容。
Those are the basic content of the things that are now.
从一面来说，是说出教会还是不完成。
On the one hand, talks about the church is not yet perfect.
从另一面来说，主说，教会趁着时间还留下，我们需要好好的悔改，转回到神的心思里面来跟随主。
On the other hand, our Lord tells us that While we still have time, the church shall repent and we shall return to his will to follow him.
主若喜悦，明天我们就看这个末了的这个结局是怎样持守我们在基督的得胜里。
If Lord is willing, tomorrow we will look at the end how we can be kept in the overcoming of Christ.
我想我们就一起有这样祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们仍然仰望你，借着圣灵在我们里面说话。
Lord, we continue to look upon you to speak to us through the Holy Spirit.
人的话有尽头。
Man's words have some limits.
但是你的话却是没有尽头。
But your words are infinite.
但愿主你把话里头的灵向我们做更多的打开。
Pray that you continue to open up the words in the spirit.
叫我们里面有更多的苏醒，来接受你所一切的安排。
So our inner man can be quickened, and we can accept more of your arrangement.
主，你是把你最美的心思来安放在这个永远的旨意里。
And you have put your most beautiful will into this eternal purpose.
我们是被你吸引来做一个跟随你的人。
We are being drawn by you to follow you.
我们所求于主的，乃是求主给我们有忠心来跟随主的教宗。
What we seek is that, Lord, give us let us be faithful so we can follow your steps.
也更多的去爱慕，常活在你自己面光的底下。
And also we have the desire to always live under your countenance.
好叫你在荣耀的日子显现的时候，我们可以与你一同显现在荣耀里。
So when you appear in the glory, together we can appear with you in glory.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你老早就将把我们所会碰到的一切事情来向我们启示。
For you have already revealed to us what we will encounter.
我们不怕碰到难处，我们就怕碰到我们不敢尊你为大。
We are not afraid to face difficulties, but we are afraid we cannot magnify you.
但愿主救我们脱离各种捆绑我们不能自由的来跟随你的光景。
Pray that you deliver us from the condition that bound us so we cannot follow you.
我们仰望我们的主。
We look upon our Lord.
我们一直在这里说，我们的指望是在乎你。
We say that our hope is in you.
但愿荣耀归给我们的主。
May glory be unto our Lord.
属天的祝福陪伴我们走完我们所要走的路程。
And the heavenly blessings continue to be with us until we finish this walk.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and look upon in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.